You're listening to SBS News.
Autopsies are underway to identify the people whose bodies were found in a truck in the southern eastern British town of Essex. Many of the 39 victims are believed to be of Vietnamese descent, with British police working closely with Vietnamese officials and community members to identify them. British Police Chief Inspector Martin Passmore says the process of identification takes time.
What I can say now is that all of our victims have been recovered. They are all now at Broomfield Hospital and they will be undergoing post-mortems. And the fact actually we have to gain so much information as we go through to make sure that we don't miss anything. All of that takes time and it will continue, unfortunately, to take time.
The news has shaken the Vietnamese community in both Britain and abroad, particularly in rural Vietnamese towns where many of the victims are believed to be from. Catholic priest in the remote Vietnamese town of Yen Than, Father Anthony Dang Hu Nam, held a mass for the victims and their loved ones.
When I learned of the news of the people who died on their way to the UK in search of a new life, but who lost their lives instead, not only the district of Yen Than, but perhaps the whole country is in sorrow. This is a tragedy that the whole country has to bear.
It comes as many Vietnamese families step forward, voicing their concerns their family members are among the dead. Mother Huan Thi Wen says she believes her son Joseph was in the truck.
I thought he went abroad to work, and then he would come back home once in a while. I would have never thought. Now we are sure that he is gone, but I still wait for him to call home. I still can't believe that he is dead, and have been waiting for him since that day.
While Father Sat Dinh Nguyen says he is almost 100% sure his son too was in the lorry. He says his son was travelling to England from Belgium in order to support his family financially.
We are hungry and poor. My son went to the military. Then, when he was discharged, he borrowed a few hundred million dong to start making a living, get married and to build a house. He was in debt, so he went abroad to seek work. Around here in the countryside, there is nothing we can do to earn money.
The need for employment is a driving force behind human trafficking worldwide. Labour exploitation alone accounted for roughly 70% of Vietnamese human trafficking cases in the UK between 2009 and 2016. British Police Detective Chief Inspector Martin Passmore says the reality is no human trafficking is safe or without risk. He says his thoughts are with those who lost family members.
If you come into us, we will do everything we can to put our arm around you, take you through this process, identify as quickly as possible to see whether or not we do indeed have one of you, your loved one involved in this tragic incident, and try and reunite you.
UK police have charged a 25-year-old truck driver, Maurice Robinson, with 39 counts of manslaughter and conspiracy to traffic people in connection with the deaths. Bethan Smolenik, SBS News.